I raised this matter by way of parliamentary question a few weeks ago. I got a detailed reply back from the HSE, and of course my parliamentary colleague Charlie McConlogue also raised it in the Dáil yesterday. It's very simple and straightforward. We're anxious that the government would provide the necessary 1.8 million euro in order that the short stay ward in Letterkenny Hospital can be commissioned, and that is absolutely necessary because there's such a shortage of bed capacity in Letterkenny. Now, I do know that the short stay ward is used at present for rehab patients while the rehab unit has been renovated, but it will be completed fairly soon. Even if the government were to approve it today, it would still take some weeks because they're required to advertise for nurses, clerical staff, and this will take some time. However, the minister is saying that they're reviewing this. Now, it's not rocket science to review the absolute necessity to provide extra beds in Letterkenny to deal with the chaotic condition that's there. The only fact that all of us can agree on, and that is the government and ourselves, that the hospital staff are doing their utmost and their level best to provide full and complete services to the patients, but under very, very difficult circumstances.
Do you feel that if this funding request had have been approved long ago, then we would be in a different situation in terms of the hospital today?
Absolutely, there would be the additional beds there, and it might not be ideal, but it would go a long way. First of all, it would increase the bed capacity from 330 beds to 350, all for 1.8 million. Now, the government are telling us that they have provided 40 million in additional funding was provided for the winter pressures in 2017. All we're looking for is 1.8 million of that. And this procrastination by the government is not good enough.